Reporting from Kansas City from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network, and joined by Randy Gordon of the National Grain and Feed Association. Focus for the National Grain and Feed Association right now, Randy, is transportation as well, particularly with rail, correct?
Yes, it is. We're very concerned right now about the drive by a number of the Class 1 railroads that have implemented what is called precision scheduled railroading operating model, and where they're really reducing their capacity, reducing their crews, reducing the number of locomotives they have in service, and really more dictating service terms just because they have the market power to do that. We've seen processing plants that have had the frequency of service cut in half. They can no longer operate their plants at a full capacity. There are other kinds of service disruptions where the trains are not, it's taking twice as long for shipment to get to a poultry feeder, for instance, in California as it once did. So this is a real concern as to what role will railroads play in serving agriculture in the future. We've seen since the Staggers Rail Act was enacted back in 1980, there used to be about 50% of the agricultural grain commodities were transported by rail. Now we're down to around 22%. So it's heading in the wrong direction. We need to get some balance back into that equation.
Mm-hmm. Well, Randy, as always, thanks for taking time to join us. Any final comments as you wrap up the conversation?
No, you've done a great job. I guess the only other thing I would focus on is obviously the inland waterways are extremely important to us too as a transportation mechanism. And there's some efforts in Congress right now that we're very supportive of to try and expedite the investment so we get these locks and dams fixed and modernized for the next century.
Well, very good. Reporting for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Megan Turnquist.